Good morning, the Exotic Set. This is Kerry speaking.
Hi, Kerry. My name's Emma. I just wondered if I could book in an appointment for to Alex's to see Doc Brock, please.
Okay, certainly. What was your Alex's needing to have done?
They need a health check. So we used to see Brock at Brisbane. Where did that take him? Yeah, it's now UPV. So I just wanted to. They're very high maintenance rescues, so they just need a health check. But one of them's on fluoxetine.
Yes, certainly. I can get you in tomorrow at 2 o'clock if you're available.
Bugger, I was hoping for tomorrow, but not the afternoon.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he's booked up in the morning.
No, that's okay. Is there maybe Monday? 2 p.m. Let's do 2 p.m. Let's just do it.
Yeah, otherwise it would be Monday afternoon would be the next available.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Let's just do it. 2 p.m. tomorrow is fine. I'll make it work.
Okay. Now, have we seen you, made a file here or seen you here? With
no.
Any other, no? Let me just do that first and I can make the appointment. What was your first name?
Emma. E-M-M-A.
And your surname, Emma?
Dover. D-O-V-E-R.
And your email address?
emmzdover@hotmail.com.
And your best contact number, Emma?
0415.
Yep.
207.
Yep.
703.
Excellent. And your address there?
31 Birdwood Terrace in Orkinsville.
Okay, the name of the first Alex?
Zazu. He got me his age on you. I think it's about
9 years. Okay.
Actually, he's probably a little bit older now. I'll have a look at his file at work and I'll find some point.
Yeah, that's okay. And the name of the second one?
Mowgli.
M-O-G-L-E-Y or?
M-O-W-G-L-Y. G-L-I. Oh,
G-L-I,
God.
Yep, yeah. Okay. And a boy, and how old is he approximately?
Yeah, he's about 18 months younger than Zazu, so he's 7. Both males. That was 2 p.m.
2 p.m., yes.
That's for both of them, isn't it?
That's for both of them, yes.
Yeah, that's perfect, thank you.
Okay. So it's a health check on both of them. Are we likely to be needing to do any blood work or anything like that if we've been on fluoxetine? Have we had any recent blood?
Yeah, at least one, yeah.
Okay. What I'll get you to do is just don't give any fruit or veggies, specifically to the one that's, or just both of them, it makes it easier, just for about an hour to 2 hours prior to coming in, just in case we need to give any form of anaesthetic, which I don't think so, but if we need to take a blood sample, it'll make it a bit easier. Now, which one's been on fluoxetine?
Zazu.
Okay.
He has it for he was really poor. He was raised by a backyard breeder. He had a horrendous wing trim. I got him at about 9 to 12 weeks old. So it was way too early. He had a horrendous wing trim and he's just been an anxious little bird since then. Mowgli was from the RSPCA, but he's a little escape artist, so I'd assume he escaped from his previous home. We don't know a lot, but I think they both have some level of feather plucking or chewing. They don't pluck, they mostly chew. But Zazu's worse, and that's why he's on the fluoxetine, although for some reason it doesn't seem to be doing as much as it did. So
certainly. Okay. Well, I'll send through a questionnaire. If you can just fill that out as best as you can prior to coming in, just give us a bit of insight on them.
Yeah.
I will also request if you can get the history transferred over to us here, if you can give UPV a call, especially if he's been, they were seen prior to the handover of, from Adrian to UPV. There's just two different software systems, so they'll be
databases.
Softwares.
Yeah, that's fine. I was going to ask if I did that or you did that. No, I can do that. That's fine. And I think Zazie's had some x-rays too, so I'll get them. They both have actually. So I'll get them sent across. Because that was back in the days where they used to do it with the... it wasn't digital.
I was there in those days. It was made it very interesting.
It was a lot more. I'm a vet nurse, but I'm with Green Cross, so I don't actually have anyone that would touch my birds.
Fair enough.
So I'm just like, for the love of God, someone, they're not that scary.
No, that's right. Excellent.
So, yeah, so that's fine.
Yeah, so I've got your book in then tomorrow at 2 o'clock with both of them to see Dr. Brock.
Oh, fabulous. Thank you so much. We'll see you then.
We'll see you then. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.